I want to ride my... This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture. Hello and happy July to everyone listening. My name is Kylie Walczak, one of the hosts of Pedaling the Pueblo. And today I want to make sure that you know about an upcoming event designed to let residents in Midtown Tucson know about future bicycle boulevard improvements coming to residential streets near you. The event is a free ice cream social and bike-in movie, free for all to attend. There will be free bike repair. The event is Saturday, July 13th. From 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Hoffman Park, 4800 East Cecilia Street. The Living Streets Alliance is working with the Department of Transportation to pilot some different ways of engaging with community members, neighbors, residents about transportation projects in a fun, social, and relaxed setting. If you've ever attended a formal transportation project open house, you know that they're usually held in big, overly air-conditioned community centers or event halls, and it can feel a little intimidating and confusing about where to go for information. This is a way to interact with people in a different setting, one that is in a park near where people live. The idea is to go to people where they are and have a conversation about the Timrod and Arcadia Bicycle Boulevard project. So a little bit more about that project. The Arcadia and Timrod Bicycle Boulevard project uses neighborhood streets to expand our citywide low-stress biking network by creating north, south, and east-west routes to jobs, neighborhood destinations, schools, and parks. These projects are identified in the City of Tucson Bicycle Boulevard Master Plan and funded by grants from the Federal Highway Administration, the FHWA, and the Regional Transportation Authority. So if you live between Grant and 22nd Street and Alvernon and Craycroft, this is a very important event for you. Come on July 13th to Hoffman Park to learn about the Arcadia Bicycle Boulevard, which will extend from Grant Road to Eastland Street for a total of 2.8 miles and connect 5 schools and 3 parks, and it intersects with the Timrod Bicycle Boulevard, which extends from Alvernon Way to Craycroft Road for a total of 2.4 miles connecting 3 schools and 7 parks. So bicycle boulevards are more than just improved routes for bicyclists. They are modified streets with traffic calming, safer intersection crossings, signs, pavement markings. Collectively, these features make our neighborhood safer for everyone, whether you're on a bike, walking, or in a car. The quality of life is improved as the elements of a bicycle boulevard become building blocks for community activities such as tree planting days or street painting projects. So we did another one of these ice cream socials and bike-in movies the end of June, just up the street from Hoffman Park in a park called Pinecrest Park, and it was really well attended. Over 65 neighbors and residents came out to ask questions of the Tucson Department of Transportation, enjoy some ice cream, have conversations with their neighbors, and then we watched E.T. the Extraterrestrial, which is one of my favorite movies from the 80s. So we definitely invite you to come out, especially if you live between Grant and 22nd and Alvernon and Craycroft. And even if you don't, bicycle boulevards are utilized by people who are traversing the region by bike, by using transit, and really these projects affect everyone. So be sure to join us Saturday, July 13th, 6 to 7:30 p.m. For more information, you can go to tucsonaz.gov. Also, we'll put information linking to the open house at kxci.org, Pedaling the Pueblo mini program. Another event that I want to make sure you know about is happening later in July. Friday, July 26th, 4 to 7 p.m., you can find free mobile bike repair at the Cheyenne Kindness Project's Backpack Night at Apollo Middle School. This is an annual event that the Cheyenne Kindness Project does with the Pima County Valencia Library and Sunnyside Neighborhood Association. It gets kids ready for school. You can register your child to receive a backpack and free school supplies. The Living Streets will be there providing free mobile bike repair so that kids can get their bicycles in working shape just in time to start biking for the new school year. So again, you can find more information about that at livingstreetsalliance.org. And we'll also put the link at kxci.org. That's it for the month of July. Stay safe out there. Stay hydrated. Keep cool. And as always, if you have questions or ideas, please contact us at ptp@kxci.org. Support for Pedaling the Pueblo and KXCI is provided by Cycling Advocates of Southern Arizona, promoting safer cycling on Arizona's roads and pathways by networking with government agencies, cycling groups, and organizations. More information on Facebook at Cycling Advocates of Southern Arizona.